Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's show. I am Molly McCord. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you for being here. We're going to explore a really important topic today. We're going to talk about psychic protection, psychic attacks, and remaining in your energy. I'm going to explain what this all means and give you some good solutions to working with these energy frequencies. Before we begin, I love reminding you that this show is sponsored by Audible and that Audible has a wonderful free gift for you. You can download an audiobook of your choice if you go to audible.com/Molly McCord, and you can receive a book of your choosing, and they have a great selection. They also are always adding, because audiobooks are huge right now. Just like you listen to this radio show and this podcast, you can listen to your favorite authors share their spiritual messages. So if that's something that you enjoy, go check out what they have right now, because their spirituality section is growing really fast. A few other announcements. You maybe have heard by now, but I am launching a brand new endeavor called spiritualityuniversity.com. It's quite exciting. This is a new way for you to accelerate your journey to self-mastery. And it's a different way of learning in terms of how we set things up. And if you have been, you know, in touch with me for a little bit, you probably remember when we did the Conscious Wisdom Festivals. That was a while ago now. I can't believe how much time has passed. But there was a lot that was learned through that online global experience. And I have received your feedback as well as lots of data to make sure that we are upgrading your spiritual growth based on what you need. And that's what spiritualityuniversity.com is all about. So we're going to be launching soon. Go check out the website and you'll see that we are actually doing some contests right now. You can win 6 mastery courses of your choosing. That's one of our grand opening giveaways. And then when you sign up on the email list, you're also entered to win mastery course. So there's lots of ways that we want you to connect with this information. Also, you'll see that we're going to have a lot more information, a lot more free tools coming your way. It's just the beginning. So I hope you have some time to go click over and check that out. The other thing to share with you, a quick astrology update. We are now in the sign of Leo. The sun is now in Leo. Jupiter is in Leo. Pretty soon Mercury is going to be going into Leo. And Leo energy is all about your creative expression. So if you can make time right now to play, create, have some fun, take a risk, do something edgy and get out there, you're going to feel a new part of yourself opening up. It's a wonderful opportunity to really connect with your inner child. And I think we need that right now because this year has been a toughie. There have been some big energies. I know that a lot of you have been moving through some big stuff. There's been lots of uncertainty and what's next. And one of the best ways to move through this type of a phase is to play and have fun and return to that place of trust in yourself and gratitude for everything you have in your life. Even if it isn't 100% perfect, you still have so much to be grateful for. You really do. We all do. And when you connect to that and begin from that place, it can shift your energy almost instantly. So please make time to play, create, express yourself. Have fun with colors or music or knit or whatever you need to do. Go out and even just lounging on the beach is a great way to just take a load off. And that's really a strong theme right now. Now, today's show is all about essentially working with energies that are of a lower frequency. And one of the reasons that I bring this up and why this show topic is so timely is related to astrology, and that is Mars shifting into Scorpio. And that's going to be happening here in just a few days. And on some level, it could feel like a relief because Mars has been in Libra for 8 months. And that's a really long time for Mars to be in a single sign. Mars went retrograde and direct again in Libra. And this is something that happens every 18 to 20 months. And so typically Mars is in a sign for only 2 months. Well, it's been in Libra 8 months, and Mars is not comfortable in Libra. So there's been a lot of hemming and hawing and back and forth and do I do this and maybe I just need to think about it more or where do I go? Do I go left? Do I go right? There's probably been some big relationship changes because Mars is wanting to take action and it will even reveal other people's actions. And so as Mars goes into Scorpio here in just a few days, Scorpio is driven, it's focused, it is all about ambition and getting things done. It's a transformative energy. However, Mars in Scorpio can also be power hungry. It can be manipulative. It can be really underhanded in how it works with people and how it gets what it wants. It can be actually some of the darkest expressions of energy because Scorpio rules the depths. It rules what's in your psyche. It rules revenge, jealousy, envy, all of that unconscious energy, the shadow, dark energies. Mars in Scorpio can be ruthless when it is not used consciously. It's destructive. It can come from a very low vibrational place. However, at the same time, Mars in Scorpio can be quite powerful when it uses its energy for good, for high vibration, when it uses its energy in the spirit and with the intention of transformation. So it can be a wonderful healing energy. And that's why this topic today is so timely. Psychic attacks, psychic protection, and your integrity. So let me start by explaining what a psychic attack is. And it can show up in a few different ways. And I also want to insert another point of information here for you. SpiritualityUniversity.com is going to be launching a variety of courses. And one of the very first courses is called Empath Empowerment. If you are an empath, you are going to love this course. It's taught by Irma K. Sawyer. Her specialty is working with empaths and highly sensitive people. And in her course, she talks about energies that have the ability to affect you, such as a psychic attack, knowing if you're psychically corded to somebody, She also talks about the empath and the narcissist, family dynamics, relationships, how to clear yourself. And so it's highly relevant to this topic here to just put it on your radar that that mastery course, Empath Empowerment, could also support you. And it goes deeper than what I'm going to share today. But I just want to put that on your radar so that you know that you have more resources and more tools available. So a psychic attack, what is it? Well, essentially, a psychic attack is when there is intense or extreme energies directed at you. It can be directed at your mind, at your mental space. It can be directed at your heart, your physical body, any energy systems within you. It comes from another group or individual, and it is that feeling, and it really is that feeling of somebody sending you damaging, harmful, or negative energies. And you'll know it because all of a sudden you'll have these negative, intrusive thoughts, whether about yourself or about another person. It could be about something you're doing or something about yourself, a situation you're in. It's almost like out of the blue, you suddenly feel like you have thoughts or emotions that aren't your own. It can be immediate. It can be lingering. It can seem that it's something you're conjuring up. You're thinking, am I having these thoughts about this person? Where did this come from? It can also have that sense of, I've never had these thoughts before. It's a feeling that someone is sending these harmful energies to you to impose upon you, manipulate you. They are trying to get you to do something or to not do something. You know, think about what it feels to be attacked. It's that sense of it can happen all of a sudden. It can happen out of the blue. It can happen in a way that you think, this isn't me. Why is this coming to my attention? Why am I thinking about this person? It feels like they're in your energy field, and it could feel that it's not by your choice. You can also have negative thoughts about them or yourself at uncommon times, such as right before you go to bed or right when you wake up. You can just feel this negative charge that they are trying to send you a message or send you a certain vibration or energy frequency. And on their side, it can be intentional or unconscious. It depends on you. It depends on how you pick up on vibrations. If you are an empath or highly sensitive person, you will probably pick up on this stuff even more. It feels like they're sending you fear, manipulation. They want you to do something, or they just want to engage with you. And by that I mean they could be upset with you, and they want you to participate in that dynamic. You could have certain visuals in your mind or in your mind's eye that seem highly random. You could have certain sensations in your body when you think about them. And there are other ways that the psychic attack energy can come through and come in. And typically it means that there is some type of energy cord between the two of you, and that needs to be cleared. And so I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. But first I want to talk about the fact that, you know, why do people do this? Well, people do this for a variety of reasons. People do psychic attacks because they have learned it to be powerful. They've learned to do it through their spiritual growth training or their intuitive development. They've learned that they can get people to do what they want. I've known people like this too, my friends. I've watched people work with energies in this way. And what I can tell you is that not only is it incredibly irresponsible and karmic, and it sets up energy dynamics beyond what you can see, but when you initiate or engage in psychic attacks, you receive the energy back to yourself 10 times as much as you put out. This is something one of my spiritual mentors taught me way back in like 12 years ago now, all about how energy works, and that when someone is sending out a negative charge, a harmful charge, they're sending it out, they're going to receive it back in their life worse than they're giving it. And that is actually meant to be a way for them to understand how they're using energy, because, you know, the universe isn't trying to punish you. The energy you send out comes back to you as a reflection of yourself. And I, like I said, I've known people who do this, who do these psychic attacks. They are no longer in my life, I will tell you that. But they do this as a way to get what they want, to influence people. I've noticed that people who do psychic attacks have really poor communication skills. They rely on energy. They make assumptions. They assume that they know all, or that there's a righteousness there, and that these are their ways of moving through the world. And so they live in a very spiritual plane. It's not grounded. And likewise, they're not making the connection here that the energy they send out is coming back to them. And it's coming back swift, unexpected, and often quite strong. And, you know, that's their own lessons to figure out and work with. The other thing I've seen people doing with their psychic skills is cloaking. And do you know what that is? One of the best examples of cloaking is like Harry Potter. And you know what? Full confession, I've only seen one Harry Potter movie. But the one I did see was where he had that invisible cloak. And he wore the cloak and he whipped it around his body and became invisible. And cloaking is another way that people use energies to hide their energy with the intention of an intrusion. Have you ever been in a room and you felt you weren't alone? And I don't mean to make you paranoid, but that's kind of an example of how this works. It's like you sense something's there, or if you're in a room with an animal, and the animal senses another presence. Because animals will pick up on other frequencies, and they'll pick up on, you know, this also applies to anyone who has passed over to certain spirits and to other types of energetic cloaking, also known as astral intrusion, astral invasion, people who put themselves in, who travel and put themselves energetically in other spaces. Now, I hope I'm not blowing your mind with this stuff, but I want you to know this stuff exists. And in fact, there has been documentation of how the U.S. government has used these techniques to explore the moon, to explore other planets. And there's some really good books about it. It's also called remote viewing. And it's something that a few people have known about, but more people are learning about. And I want you to know about this stuff because there are people out there, and I don't mean to scare you, but there are people out there who do this kind of thing because they think they get away with it and because they've been doing it long enough that it's become second nature to them. In terms of cloaking, this is when somebody hides their true intentions. They hide who they are. They hide what they're really after. It's similar to being an actress, a player. It's that type of an energy, only this is relating it to the spiritual form. And so they will cloak their intentions to connect with you or to get something from you or to work with you, or they will cloak their intentions or they'll cloak their energy and show up next to you. One example of cloaking would be somebody who you're standing somewhere and someone all of a sudden is right behind you and you had no idea they were approaching. Now, this doesn't mean that when that happens, the person was cloaking their energy, but that's the feeling of it. Cloaking is protective. In my viewpoint, it's highly suspicious. It reveals less noble intentions. And again, I've known people who have survived in their life by doing this. So you need to know about this, and you need to know that there are people who will explore these opportunities and these potentials. A lot of it can be related to the dark arts, black magic stuff, and the other ways that energy can be worked with. But I want you to know something so important here. None of these intentions or choices, none of the cloaking, astral invasion, remote viewing, psychic attacks can survive bright light. Bright light is one of your truest, most potent protection practices. And what you can do is imagine yourself in a cocoon of very bright light and shielding yourself. Shielding yourself with this bright light. This is how you will stay in your integrity. Because remember, you don't want to return your own, let's say, reactionary energies. You don't want to send that back because you're too smart for that. You know what you send back will come back to you 10 times. That's why you want to send out light, because the light will then come back to you 10 times stronger. And I can vouch for this, my friends. I have had this experience where I have only responded with light. I've had amazing things happen. That's it. I haven't responded to the lower vibrational stuff. I've had feelings about it. I've had to work through it. I've had to uncord myself and look at what I was learning or what the lesson was, all of that. I had to do the work around it and then let it go. And when I let it go, new amazing opportunities showed up for me because I responded with light. That's it. That's really what will elevate you and keep you strong. Shielding, there's a few ways to do the shielding. One of my favorites is with mirrors, where you set up mirrors that face, and this, I don't mean go out to your local hardware store and buy a bunch of mirrors. This is a visualization practice where you set up mirrors around you, and the mirrors reflect the energy back to their original source. This is a shielding technique. Make sure you also visualize the mirrors above you and below you. One of my good friends, she always visualizes it as a pyramid of mirrors. So you have that top pyramid above your head, and it covers all of your energy, and it reflects the energy back to people, where it comes from. And one of the things I like to say when I'm needing to shield or put up the mirrors is that I reflect all of this back energy back to its original source with consciousness and love. Meaning you send it back with a higher intention that it came with. And you send it back because a part of you knows that the person who is sending out this energy is separated from their own divinity. They're separated from their own light. It's typically, you know, psychic attacks come from an ego place, also a shadow place, also an unconscious place. And so people who do that, who are practicing this stuff, are separated from their own light. And they probably on some level feel separated from God, source, soul, spirit, the universe, because they think this is how they have to be in the world. And they're missing out. It's like you're missing out on so much more of who you are if you raise your vibration, if you decided to act with integrity. And so this type of experience that they're creating, you know, this energy will be their teacher. And that's another thing I want to remind you about, you staying in your integrity and you responding with light and you responding from a place of strength within yourself, because it can be very karmic to want to engage. You know, and it's also quite human. It's quite human to say, well, I can give it right back. But that's not really the conscious choice you want to make. Chances are you don't want to engage in any type of psychic attack energy. You just want to shine. You want to go about your way. You want to be yourself and not get pulled into that energy. And that requires strength in you, strength in your core, and trust. And also, like I said, some of these protection, energetic protection practices. So you know that your light is a wonderful, bright shield. And it's so simple to do. I mean, you could do this in the workplace. People throw around unconscious energy in the workplace all the time. You can sit at your desk. You could go into the bathroom. Seriously, you could sit in your car and you can just visualize for 2 or 3 minutes a very strong white light all around you. It will change you. I swear it will change you in an instant. The other thing you can do, again, is to put up those mirrors, the pyramid mirrors, or however it feels to you, so that it's a protective, loving field. The other thing you can do is to visualize your spiritual team, archangels, beings of light, master guides, you know, whoever you work with, standing all around you, being right there, protecting your light, shielding and throwing away anything that is not in the best and highest good for you. And some of the stuff, it was going to take practice, and you know, it doesn't, you might still feel it, meaning you might still feel other people's energies. And if that's the case, I recommend doing some cord removal exercises and looking at where you feel that energy in your body. Do you feel it in your particular chakra? And in that case, you want to do a chakra clearing. And with the chakra clearing, what you'll do is you'll imagine, you know, again, this can take 5 minutes. You want to imagine a white light coming through all of your chakras. And I did this, you know what, I should look and see if I still have this on my website, because I had 3 free meditations for you to download so that you could do clearing your energies. But that's something, it's a simple visualization you do. Another thing you can do to protect yourself is to imagine this person. Okay, let's say, take this person, let's call her Jan. And let's say it's Jan that you feel really strongly about is the one who is sending out this energy to you, and you have practiced shining, you know, you're shining your light regularly in your cocoon, you're putting up mirrors. The next thing you can do, do you remember or have you ever seen those little glass bottles that have a ship inside them? And people will make those ships inside the glass bottle. That's the type of exercise this is. I want you to picture taking Pam, shrinking her down. Energetically, you're shrinking her to say 2 or 3 inches. And then you visualize putting her and her energy in this tiny little glass bottle. It could be as big or as small as you want it to be. And you put a cork in it. Actually, I take that before you put a cork in it. So you see Pam in this tiny little glass bottle. You add in white light. You add in violet flame transmutation energy. That will transmute all of her energies. You add in blue healing light to heal it. You add in pink light as love, and then you add in white light. So you take Pam, you shrink her down, you put her inside this little glass vial, then you visualize adding in there white light, violet light, blue light, and pink light. And what this does is it's like a purification. So that what you're doing is essentially improving this energy. Now, that doesn't mean she'll accept it or that she'll choose it, but you're elevating the energy by adding in these energies. And then once you've done that, put a little cork in it. Put that vial, imagine that little glass vial with its cork and all that energy and everything. And then what you want to do is hand it over to your spiritual team and say, thank you very much for the gifts of Pam. I wish her the best on her journey, and her energies are no longer allowed in my life. And I bless her and send her away with gratitude and love. And it's really important that you choose the gratitude, the love, and the compassion, which can be hard to do, honestly, when you're feeling a psychic attack or you're feeling someone else's energy intruding on you. That isn't your first reaction. That isn't your first feeling, right? And that's okay. Don't force it. But you're getting to a place where you feel a neutrality towards this person and their energy. You know it can't affect you. You know it's not yours and you're rejecting it. But if you stay angry, blame, any kind of revenge, anything, if you stay in that space within you, it just keeps engaging the energy dynamic. So being in your integrity means that you understand, okay, I have choices in this situation, and this is what I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose to elevate my energy to return all of this energy back to its original source with consciousness and love. I'm going to call in the protection, and I am going to make that commitment to myself to not engage in any type of lower energies, because that only keeps the exchange alive. This will take practice, depending on how it's showing up for you. It will take practice to work with all this and to move through it. And, you know, that being said, there's a lot of energy shifts on our planet. There's a lot of stuff changing. And you could feel clearing overnight. You could wake up the next day and it's all gone. You just have no connection to it. It just isn't there. Or, you know, it could be that it lingers for a little bit and it's working its way through. So just keep at it. And, you know, remember, I've seen this. I've seen how people use energies manipulatively, and that it's the way that they know how to move in the world. Because they feel powerful with it, they get results, they get what they want, they get what they need. And I can bet you that for most of them, they have their spirit team saying, there's another way, and if you choose this other way, you're going to get better results. but they're not. And so it comes back to you taking care of yourself, taking care of your energy, clearing things out, cleaning it out. And also, this could be a daily practice, truthfully, depending on what you're feeling or the energy intrusions that are coming your way. I talk also about return to sender in my free ebook on my website, Guided by Your Light. Return to sender is a practice of how you also return energy to where it came from. Literally, return to sender. Sorry, I'm not receiving what you're sending. So it goes right back. There's more information there if you want to download that free ebook. It's 44 pages. I was going to sell it, but I didn't because I just think everyone needs this information. So go check that out. That's on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. And you'll also find more tips about how to be yourself more in your life and how to take care of yourself as we go through these energy shifts. So the main things I want you to know is that you're always powerful in your choices, and that remaining in your integrity will always lead you to a higher place. And that is the whole taking the high road route, not responding even if you want to, not going there, and instead allowing that person's choices and their energy to be their teacher. If someone is sending out multiple psychic attacks, that is going to come back as a big old wallop in their life. They are going to have, there's going to be some really harsh lessons, maybe some catastrophes, maybe some traumas, maybe some disasters. I mean, I don't mean to sound, this isn't meant to sound like a hyperbole, but it happens that way. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes, that people who are not responsible with energies, who choose to use the shadow energies and the lower vibrations, they have experiences that reflect that back to them. And so your commitment is to yourself, it's to your light. It's to protecting yourself and your energy, shielding as necessary, putting up those mirrors to send it right back to where it came from with consciousness and light, and to work with your spiritual team. I also recommend doing the chakra clearing stuff. If there's a part of your energy field that feels it's getting hit the most, the people that I've talked to about this, they usually feel it in their third eye chakra, in their mind. You know, it's like someone sending you images, mind control, shit. anything like that, it comes usually to the mind. It's usually the third eye chakra. So you want to make sure you're really clearing that for yourself and bringing in the white light there. And also, if you need help with this, if you need a session with somebody to work through whatever it is, there is somebody I recommend. I think she's amazing. And her name is Charlotte Sivak. She's been on the show. I want to get you her website because she's incredible. And so the first name is Charlotte, and her last name is spelled S-Z as in zebra. So S-Z-I-V as in Victor, A-K. Charlotte Sivak. She's also on Facebook, and she does wonderful work with this stuff. So if you need help, because I know this stuff can be big, and I know that this stuff can feel that it really affects you, she's a great resource, and I strongly recommend her. And also, return to loving yourself. You know, remember that you're strong in your energy, you're strong in your choices, and that your light. You know, light is the only, light is love, and light is the strongest energy out there. And it's so cliche, but light will always surpass dark. And it will always win, quote unquote. It will always win. So know that, okay? Really believe that, because that is going to fortify your integrity as well. And the other thing I've learned is that once these people are out of your life, you have so much more freedom, so much more strength. You know, once you know what's going on and you move through it, you're just a new person, and it feels really amazing. So there's a lot of good that can come out of these clearing exercises. There's a lot of really wonderful new things that happen when you stay committed to your light. And I believe in that for you. I believe in that because I've seen it. Just as I've seen people experience the repercussions of their shadow energy, I've seen people also experience the amazing development of their light energy. So stay in that power, my friend. Stay in that space. You know, it's an incredible experience, and that is really where your power is. If you need to listen to the show again to get any more information that you might have missed, or just, you know, a quick pick-me-up, it's like, oh, what did she say? I need to make sure I get that. You can always listen to these shows. You can follow this show on Blog Talk Radio. If you do that, Blog Talk Radio will send you some email updates about the next episode. And you can also listen and download on iTunes, which is great. Don't forget that you can download a free audiobook on Audible right now. That's at audibletrial.com/MollyMcCord. And just check it out and see if audiobooks are right for you and if you enjoy them. I'll be back next week with another brand new episode. I appreciate your presence. I appreciate your light. I appreciate that you took the time to listen to this show, and I hope that all this information has made you feel stronger in your choices, in your energy, and in your power. Take a moment to just love yourself and appreciate everything about you and your life. And I hope to see you back here for the next live episode next Wednesday. Take good care, my friends, and until then, namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment. For life. This is my moment.